The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
There you go. Guy at the Westgate Bourbon Bar and Grill in Beaverton, Oregon, took his wife out to dinner last night.
I saw this on... I didn't click on it. What is it? I saw Westgate.
He gets his tab for $75, which is pretty cheap. He took her out to dinner. And there was a $15 charge at the bottom of the bill said, "You're an asshole." And it said $15. And he's like, "Dude, I tipped her well. I was super nice. I was with my wife. I took her out to dinner. What's the big deal?"
They charged him.
It said, "You're an asshole." Charged him $15. He went to the manager and said, "Hey, listen, I don't know what I said or did here, but why am I being charged $15? You're an asshole" is the name of a shot that he bought for him and his wife. He's like, "Give me the house special, whatever it is." She served him two drinks called "You're an Asshole."
Okay, that's great.
And charged him $7.50 a piece for $15.
That's not bad. $7.50 a piece for.
I wonder what "You're an Asshole" tastes like. Back in my drinking days, I would have had one of those. Richard Gere, happy birthday to Richard Gere today.
73.
I was noticing because my gerbils were chirping extra loud this morning when I realized.
Oh, you have gerbils?
Oh, I got gerbils, yeah.
So how old was he?
Did
73?
You know that guinea pigs can have 5 litters a year? And this morning I saw them getting after it again. I'm like, dude, she just had babies last week.
Break.
Give her a rest. You know that woman has got babies. She has babies like every 10 or 11 months.
Yeah. You going to start selling them?
I got 3 of them and no one wants them.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to see how many I can get. Like 20 or 25. Richard Gere is 74. Van Morrison. You big Van Morrison?
Not big, but I love Van Morrison.
Dude, Tupelo Honey is just a fantastic song.
He's got to be pushing 78, 80.
He's 78, very good. And Debbie Gibson. She still holds records for like selling most records at the age of 16 or something, like under 18 or something. Yeah, she still holds. She had like the number one album and the number one single, and she was 16. She's the youngest to ever do that or something like that.
I thought she was a one-hit wonder, kind of.
No, she actually had.
Is she a mortal?
She had 10. 10 songs.
Please tell me she's not.
She's in that Cyndi Lauper thing. Cyndi Lauper, you think about Cyndi Lauper. Cyndi Lauper had a crap load of hits.
Yeah.
She had a lot of hits.
Cyndi Lauper's still relevant.
Debbie Gibson's still relevant. She was just on The Voice, wasn't she?
Cyndi Lauper's doing good eczema commercials and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so you know what? And that's funny because that's what makes her relevant is because of her eczema.
Well,
because
she's.
Because I didn't even realize she was touring anymore.
Well, yeah.
Until I saw her with all the rashes.
Yeah.
And she still looks pretty good.
She's wonderful. Okay, so Debbie Gibson, she's got to be like 63?
She's 53.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better. She's younger? Oh, yeah.
Today, of course, is the first day of college football. We played college football last week, but it was week 0. It doesn't really count. Week 1. UAB, that's why we're Vulcan. Trent Dofer, who will have, by the way, on our TV show on ABC 3340 coming up here. Hopefully in the next few weeks. But best of luck to him. His first college football game coaching tonight. I can't wait to see
that.
Think
he's nervous?
No.
You don't think so?
Uh-uh. I'm not really sure. College is a lot different than
high school.
Than high school.
Right.
And he's never coached a college game. I'll tell you what, though, man. What a brilliant, brilliant hire.
Yes.
Mark Ingram.
Absolutely.
Mark Ingram tells a story, and if you listen to the UAB director's chair on the TKR app, he tells a story about they had about 12 to 15 different guys they were looking at after Clark was gone. And they sat in a room, and someone called him and said, "Would you ever consider hiring Trent Dofer?" And he's like, "Trent Dofer? The quarterback Trent from ESPN?" They're like, yeah, and he's like, "Has he ever coached college?" And they're like, "No, he's hiring. He's doing some high school thing in Nashville." And he's like, "I'll have a phone call with him, because he'll leave the door open." Instead, he sat down and talked with him. It's like, and so he goes to his people and sits down and goes, "I think we should hire Trent Dofer." And they looked at me like I was crazy. And then they started thinking about it. He's got ends with ESPN. He's using that as leverage. He's going to put some butts in seats.
Right.
He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
So this is what I think is really interesting when you talk about the business of sports.
Yeah.
Right? If he's a horrible coach, just X's and O's and not, I don't mean personality.
Yeah.
Then this is not a good move.
Yeah.
Right?
It was worth a shot.
That's what I'm saying, but it's an unknown.
Yeah.
But given that he's an unknown and he has these other assets, the ESPN connections, the notoriety, all that kind of stuff. it's a better risk.
The thing is, the kids he's recruiting know who he is.
That's exactly.
If you bring in some high school coach right. from Thompson or wherever, not to say that they're not.
I'm blanking on his name. Coach, basketball coach at Alabama.
Avery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same concept.
Yeah, it is.
It's the same concept.
And for a little bit, but he brought a lot of notoriety in the program. But to bring Trent Dilfer in, these kids have been watching Trent Dilfer on ESPN their entire lives.
Yeah.
They see him come in.
No, they haven't.
Yeah.
When did he retire?
He's been at ESPN for a long time.
Oh, watching there. You're right. Not watching
They've
him
been
play.
Watching him on ESPN, yes. doing NFL action.
I think
And he's an NFL guy. What do kids want to do when they go to college? Right. They want to go to the National Football League.
Right. Do you know how many?
It's just a brilliant hire.
It seemed like Avery Johnson. He's going to pull his buddies. Yeah. Hey, come on. Come down to Birmingham.
Why do you think Deion's doing at Colorado?
But you still have to have a winning record.
And UAB has not had a losing record since they came back in 2017. They've won a couple of conference championships. And they're starting the AAC. So, I mean, all of a sudden you're going into a brand new conference. They're going to be playing the Conference USA champion. Yep. They're going to be playing the AAC champion. They're going to be playing the team that played in the AAC championship. It's a tough schedule. Listen, if they end up winning three games this year, I'm writing the year off and going, I'm going to give everyone a break. I think they're going to do better just because I think they're going to play for coach.
So, you know, I'm from the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
And we're about to start football season. Been chatting with some of my friends from UCLA and USC.
Yep.
They're all excited.
To go to the Mountain West?
Yeah. Right. No, but for USC.
Yeah.
And I'm like, good luck. Good luck.
Part of me wants to see the Pac-4 add four more and say,
right.
We're going to stay in this, but it looks like they're probably going to be going to the ACC. National Matchmaker Day today. Today is also Love Litigating Lawyers Day.
Wait, love what?
Love Litigating Lawyers Day. Lawyers that are litigating, we love you.
Yeah, we do. I mean, unless you're on the other side.
Unless you just got a bill from your lawyer yesterday.
Yeah.
Today is also International Overdose Awareness Day.
Good.
We should be aware of overdoses.
Huh? Yes.
And since we're not on tomorrow, but it's the first day of September, tomorrow is Acne Positivity Day.
Yeah.
I wish I knew. I still.
You have great skin.
I don't have. I worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken for 4 years. My skin used to be horrible.
Oh, really?
But it was
I've
terrible.
I've done a lot of work.
I mean, I couldn't go like 1 or 2 days in high school without having something huge on my face, some volcano.
I'm all about, I'm telling you. We got all kinds of problems. We got all kinds of problems with young.
They got some good stuff out now for acne.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they know what they're doing now.
My face was so bad that my doctor prescribed me a sun lamp.
Yeah, that's what they did. Yeah.
A cancer sun lamp. And so every night I'd hold it.
Cancer inducing?
It's the same thing. It's a tanning bed. And I had a bulb about this big.
I remember.
And I'd hold it right here in my face for about 15. The doctor prescribed me to hold a sun lamp, a sun bulb.
And now the same doctor.
And now I got cancer all over my face and wonder why. I do. I got something on my lip now. I got something
You saw this is this was a
cancer
squamous cell. Yeah.
I got cancer coming here. That's because, and occasionally I'd fall asleep because I'd sit on a table and I'd just sit there like that. And then the next day I'd show up and I'd look like a lobster at school. People were like, you got too close to sun lamp, didn't you? But it cleared my skin. Tomorrow's National Food Bank Day. I want to thank my good friend Michael Coleman from the Heart of Alabama Food Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be the Montgomery Area Food Bank. Go to HAFB.org. They do wonderful work. We also have a show called Mission Mind and also a show called Bite by Bite that we do specifically about food banks. It's a really good show. You get all of our shows. Tony Curry Radio Podcast, Tony Curry Radio Podcast, Curry with a K-K-U-R-E, or of course the TKR app, TKR through Android and Apple. Now you can just put those three letters in, TKR.
Yeah, it goes in.
And it goes straight to that.
And then see them on television constantly.
Exactly. Tomorrow's also Random Acts of Kindness Day.
That is.
You like that, don't you?
My kids, I had never heard of that movie here. My kids do that on, or at least my daughter, Christmas, Easter, during spring break. Mm-hmm. I had never, and I don't know if that's a Southern thing or a Christian thing. Well, we did community work.
Yeah.
But they go around and they have a whole thing with all their friends and they go like to Walmart and they Although
every day is random acts.
I know. So right there's a whole savior thing. I don't want to get into it, but the whole idea of like giving somebody money or buying something for somebody, it is a random act of kindness, except if they don't want it or need it, is it a random act of kindness? Here, let me give this to you at Christmas time.
Yeah, but, okay.
Is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see that.
That it
well, it depends on who you're giving it to. Are you just giving it to anybody, you mean? Like a stranger?
Yeah.
I don't know too many people that won't take.
Would
most
you?
People, well, most people would accept it and say thank you very, very much, even if they didn't do anything with it. Actually, I think it's rude to not accept it. It's like not accepting it. You look really nice today. It's kind of rude not to do that. It's also Stand Up to Cancer Day tomorrow, so you'll see that at Major League Baseball parks where they do the whole Stand Up to Cancer thing.
Yeah, wear your sunscreen.
And I did want to mention this, and we don't have enough time to get into this, but we can get into it next week. But college football season is here. Super excited about it. Again, UAB plays later on today against North Carolina A&T, and UMass taking on Auburn, and Alabama will take on Middle. No good games opening weekend here for our local schools. And congratulations to Jacksonville that got their first victory. You know, this is a very interesting time of the year because everyone's in a good mood. The weather today dropped 15 degrees in the morning. It's just amazing how that coincided with the kickoff of college football week one. But it is also a very difficult time of the year for marriages. See, I'm looking at your relationship stick. Next week, we want to talk about if you're in a relationship where it's an Auburn, Alabama split house.
Oh.
Maybe it's a situation where you're overboard and you got your fantasy teams at 11 o'clock every Saturday morning. You're
and
like,
your kid's got a soccer game.
My kid's got a soccer game. Leave me alone. I'm busy from 11 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night. Oh, by the way, there's NFL starting next weekend.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
If I don't have red zone, I'm not going to be
happy. When we go up there, let's let them know about that. We're going to cover that all next week.
Let's cover that next Thursday. And there's a lot of wives and husbands, I guess, more probably wives than husbands, that are like, it's football season. He goes off.
Bullshit.
I don't see him all weekend long.
And well, now, if that's a mutually like.
That's throwing hunting season.
If it's thank God, he's like,
yeah,
good, go watch. But it's where there's it's the kid thing.
The other thing is,
it's the kid
this
thing.
This is, I think, an even a more interesting angle. He changes.
He doesn't watch football anymore?
No, he's kind of a quiet guy. But boy, when he watches football, he's a different animal. Like
scary John, animal or like enthusiast? Yeah, because
he's a fanatic. He doesn't cuss. Yeah. He doesn't say, but I mean, he's a quiet guy. He's a minister on Sundays. But then on Saturdays, I see him down at the Auburn game and the guy is screaming his head off. And I don't even know who the hell the guy is anymore.
You know who's that, by the way?
Who's that?
My wife of Kentucky basketball.
Is she really?
She doesn't even like, you know, she's not a huge sports fan or anything. She likes college basketball somewhat, like if we're watching. But man, you turn Kentucky basketball, she's from Kentucky. You turn Kentucky basketball on and the entire family, we're like, what happened to mom? She just
Does it flipped. Scare you at all? Is it like,
just a little, just because you see this part.
Because you know it's in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's in there.
But it's only Kentucky basketball. But yes, and particularly the other way, I mean, I've seen it is, there's an opportunity there. Ooh, this is so psychological. There is an opportunity there to see a darker side, potentially.
Oh, and let's talk about the guy who calls in on Mondays because his favorite NFL team lost. Let's talk about the guy who was supposed to go out and have a bunch of people over at the house for dinner, but their football team lost, and he's just torn up. He's like, and he just can't stop talking about it. That guy got
there's
plenty of him out there. All right, we're going to be on Fox 6 in about 30, 35
talking
minutes.
Talking
about meat. Would you eat cultivated meat?
Yes. Yes.
We'll be back. See you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.